The Diamond Girls, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Finty Williams.
I've got a surprise for you girls, said Mum. We're moving. We all stared at her. She was flopped back in her chair, slippered feet propped right up on the kitchen table amongst the cornflake bowls, tummy jutting out over her skirt like a giant balloon. She didn't look capable of moving herself as far as the front door. Her scuffed, fluffy mules could barely support her weight. Maybe she needed hot air underneath her and then she'd rise gently upwards and float out of the open window. Quit staring at my stomach, Dixie, Mum snapped. How can she help staring, said Jude. It's so gross. Oh, yuck, it's moving, Rochelle squealed. Mum cradled her tummy, patting the little bulgy bit wiggling about beneath her navel. I hoped it wouldn't wiggle too much. Mum's navel looked ready to pop out like a cork. I used to think that's how babies were born. That was weird enough. But the real explanation seems worse. I'm sure I don't want any babies myself, ever. He's giving me a real old kicking today, Mum said proudly. Gonna be a right little footballer, aren't you, baby David Beckham? She hung her head over her swollen tummy as if she was waiting for an answer. Yes, Mummy, she said in a tiny baby voice. You're nuts, Mum, said Jude. You've been a bit bonkers ever since you knew the baby was a boy. What's so special about boys? Jude threw her arms out wildly as if she'd like to whack every boy about the head just for being male. Watch it, said Martine, snatching her cup of tea out of Jude's way. What do you want about anyway, Mum? We don't want to move again. We've played musical chairs all round the blooming Bletchworth estate. We started off in South Block. We moved there when a three-bedroom flat became vacant, but then Mum had a row with the people on our landing. We swapped to the ground floor of North Block, but it was so damp we had rotten colds and coughs all winter, so then we moved up to the top floor. It wasn't a good idea to be right under the roof. Whenever it rained, Jude and I had to squeeze into Mum's room because we had too many leaks coming through our ceiling. Council never came to get it fixed, no matter how many times we phoned. We liked living there, even so. Martine liked living on the top floor because her boyfriend, Tony, lived right next door in number 113. Martine's the oldest of us Diamond Girls. She's just 16. She says that makes her an adult and she can do whatever she likes. She looks exactly like Mum, but she tries very hard not to. She's got Mum's lovely thick black hair, but Martine dyes hers blonde. Mum likes to wear short skirts, so Martine wears jeans, low slung so you can see the top of her thong when she bends forwards.